Ohio seniors, it's time to make the right call for better Medicare benefits with Medical Mutual. Plans start at $0 per month and include $0 doctor visits and $0 generic prescription drugs. Visit medmutual.com/review or call 1-866-966-9338 to find a plan today. MedMutual Advantage plans are HMO, HMO, POS, and PPO plans offered by Medical Mutual of Ohio with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in a MedMutual Advantage plan depends on contract renewal.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.
Getting into Oscar Madone, because of course I've talked about him before, August 9th, 2024, with his track with Natanael Cano, titled Giza. Now, of course, when it comes to the Latin music scene, and when it comes to pivotal artists pushing the Corridos Tumbados movement, it's nice that he has this track with Fuerza Regida, as this specific track, Tu Boda, has been making their largest climb on the charts in nearly 2 years, as far as dethroning Karol G, C, Antes Te Hubiera Conocido. Hopefully, I said that. Well, Conocido. I told y'all, basically learning Spanish, I feel like, is a process that needs to be started, but I haven't done it yet. So that's basically where we at with it. Obviously, I could use a bot and do what the Joe Budden podcast did and just translate my stuff into Spanish, which I may do that. You know, I'm still thinking about that. I may do that. But anyways, getting back into me just completely butchering Spanish names. So it dethroned Karol G's track, making it one of the longest leading songs of 2024 alongside La Diabla by Xavi and Gata Only by Floyd Minor and Chris MJ. So basically, when it comes to Impact of the Masses, Oscar Madone is up there with the greatest. And of course, combining with the efforts of Fuerza Regida, now you have a track that debuts at number 14 overall, which is Madone's first entry in Regida's six. So talk about two already successful artists. Obviously, for Madone, this is probably his highest, because it says it's his first ever. So in the tracking week, of course, you had a 157% increase for the actual track, with over 15.2 million U.S. streams for the October 18th to 2024 tracking week. So this specific track is going crazy for the masses. This track is being consumed at a level that I don't know if Oscar has really had that before, because it says this is his first ever. So I would just assume that he would not have had this amount of success for a track since like his entire career, which is crazy because he has over 23.5 monthly listeners. Now, of course, that's in the same month where he's doing breaking all these numbers. So when it comes to albums, his last album was Distortion that he put out in December 22nd, 2023. And of course, with that being considered, one would have to assume that with this actual Tu Boda track, that it would end up being the lead single for his upcoming album. Because not only did it come out September 26, 2024, but then in October, which is technically in November now, of 2024, for it to come back and make a resurgence, and not only make a resurgence, it's coming back to number one on a Hot Latin song, so it's the biggest leap since Shakira's Bizarrap Music Session Volume 53, when that specific track with Bizarrap climbed all the way back from 16 to 1 in January 2023. So, of course, whenever I'm getting into these numbers, it's just to put in place the litmus scale that we're using to judge these stars and superstars. When it comes to the podcast, talking about the people who are affecting the masses so notoriously, you know, to make it even more cliche, right? This is something that has to be pointed out because people have chart-topping tracks. But then, if you're not able to keep that longevity, then I'm not going to say it was for nothing, because, of course, having a track in the top 200 is like hitting the lottery in the music industry. But still, whenever you're talking about artists like this, when we're comparing them to themselves, you want to try to improve what you did before. So now, for an artist that's already made the top 200 and top 100, like Oscar Madone has already accomplished, to have this specific track not only rise from 17, but to number 5, and then to have his first global top 10, I mean, that's insane. So that's why I wanted to get into it, because it's very rare that you have somebody concisely putting together just how people are impacting the charts, because these numbers are played with 24/7 by the major labels. So if you have somebody that's obviously paying attention and is able to call those things out for the public, because they'll just let you know that, oh, it just happened organically, which, you know, sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. But for Tubota, one of the key things for noticing if something's organic is if an event happens and then people go to stream whatever that event was playing, right? That's why people go on tour so often, because you play your music in front of hopefully thousands of people, then they go back and support your music, and then you continue that again and again and again until you build up that fan base that the superstars usually get the fruit of the labor from, because you have to build up that certain consumption base to even get to that point that superstars are at. So with Oscar and Frezza Regina putting out music in their respective career since 2020, I believe. Yeah, since 2020, I mean, for Oscar, I don't know how long for Frezza. And for them to both have their highest charting entry in November of all time. Like, this is the first global top 10 for Madone and Frezza Regina on the global charts. So consistently putting out quality bodies of work, quality singles, leads to this type of success. Because over and over and over, building that fan base until you break through is ultimately what the music industry is made of. Because not everybody makes it, but, you know, if you don't prepare, an opportunity comes. I mean, that's a lifelong regret, you know? So as far as having success, if you're always preparing and the opportunity, whether the opportunity comes or it doesn't, as long as you're preparing, you know what I mean? You don't have to worry about anything, because at least you can say you was prepared. Because some people who are super prepared, the opportunity never comes. And then people who were never prepared, the opportunity is just placed in their lap. And that's where the word like nepotism comes from, as far as like you really didn't prepare at all, but it was just given to you, which, you know, is something to be basically highlighted and applauded for certain acts, as far as building up that equity to be able to have that certain type of nepotism. But when it comes to overall impacting the masses and tying this back into Oscar and Frezza Regina, having your first top 10 global Billboard entry is basically you preparing over and over again. And then now the opportunity comes in the form of everybody consuming your music to the point where now you have your first ever top 10 on both global charts with their specific track to Boda. So with that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias, what do you think about Oscar Madone and Frezza Regina's track to Boda? And also, if you're a fan of either of these artists, what is your favorite track from Oscar or Frezza Regina?